This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Wisconsin Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force has started its work. The group held its first meeting in December. It was formed in the summer of 2020 after legislation to create the task force failed. Katie Thorson reports.
The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force is made up of more than 30 people from around the state. They include the state attorney general, lieutenant governor, lawmakers, abuse victim advocates, law enforcement officers, and community leaders, an overwhelming majority of which are Native American women. Many have been impacted on a personal level.
And I'm here for all of my relatives, but specifically for my grandmother, my mother, my sisters, my nieces, all who are survivors.
My cousin is Ray Elaine Turtelot, and she went missing and was murdered in October of 1986.
One of my classmates that I went to mission school with here in Odena, she went to go visit a relative in Stevens Point for the summer, and she was babysitting there, and she was abducted there, and she was murdered.
The goal of the task force is not only bringing awareness to this issue, but to find solutions to prevent the violence. Kristen Welch is the lead organizer.
The problem of MMAW, as many of you had said in your introductions, is really complex. It's layered. It's a huge problem. But a strategic way we can begin to create solutions is really exploring relationships between the systems and examining the issues within key components of MMAW.
Subcommittees were created to focus on different issues. Those subcommittees will report to the task force on their findings throughout the year. I'm Katie Thorson.
The artwork of a Tlingit artist from Juneau, Alaska, is featured on a new postage stamp set for distribution this year. Henry Leisha spoke with the artist about the design and the story that inspired it.
Rico Chlanant-Wuerl is the founder of Trickster Company, a design shop based in Juneau that incorporates traditional Northwest Coast art into everything from t-shirts and stickers to skateboard decks and basketballs. He says that an art director for the U.S. Postal Service called him up one day.
He had apparently discovered some of Trickster Company's artwork at the National Museum of American Indians gift shop in D.C., and that's sort of where our discussion began about making this design happen.
Wuerl decided to go with a scene from the traditional story of Raven setting free the sun, moon, and stars for his design. And he says he kept a national audience in mind.
You know, there's so many depictions of Raven in the Box of Daylight story. It almost felt a little bit like silly to do it again, but I felt like it was an important kind of design or a kind of story that gives a gateway for people to learn about Tlingit culture.
His design depicts Raven escaping through the chimney as he is transforming back into human form. It's an exciting and chaotic scene. There are stars stuck in his feathers and the sun is in his mouth. Wuerl says he believes that the decision to include his artwork on a stamp is part of a wider movement for better representation of Native stories.
I think the USPS is sort of in line with everyone else trying to figure out how to enable Indigenous people to tell their own stories. And so it's just an honor to be able to be a part of that and to represent.
According to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the Postal Service had planned to unveil the stamp at Celebration 2020, but the event was canceled because of the pandemic. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.